Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ellis Kinder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Pesci moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Gordon moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. It's 3-0. Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Boudreau scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to second. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spence moves to third. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Doby reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Dave Ferris now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to third for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell is hit by the pitch. Lemon moves to second. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Hank Edwards. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon scores. One out. It's 9-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Keltner hits a line drive towards third. Pesky catches it and throws to first to double up Kennedy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive towards the mound. Lemon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Babe Martin now catching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferris hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 12-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing third base. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-2, Indians. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spence is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Mealy now playing left field. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Dave Ferris. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Lemon covering. It's a double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.